Job chapter 5. Eliphaz continues his discourse, has presented what he believes to be irrefutable evidence against Job. And he challenges Job. Call for help, Job, if you think anyone will answer. To which of the holy angels will you turn? The scene is the courtroom. It is as if Job is on the defendant's bench. For Eliphaz, the heavens have already issued the verdict. But just to prove the case, he ironically suggests Job to cry out to God. In the process, Eliphaz challenges Job to produce testimony that could counteract his own, that is, an angelic visitation, knowing that no holy being, whether a prophet or an angel, would defend Job. It's an open and shut case. Job is guilty as charged. Not so fast, we ought to say. Even if Job had been guilty, there is hope for he who God disciplines. Centuries come and go, and the author of Hebrews quotes Eliphaz, "My son, do not make light of the disciple of the Lord, and do not lose heart and give up when you are corrected by him. For the Lord disciplines and corrects those whom he loves, and punishes every son whom he receives and welcomes." The end may be better than the beginning. We will see it not only in the epilogue of this book, but also in the letter of James. There is also an air of mercy and tenderness in the words of Eliphaz. True, he wounds, but he also dresses the wound. The same hand that hurts you heals you. Don't despair. Neither your case nor mine is closed.